Earlier this month, protesters around the Bay Area gathered to demonstrate about the police killings of two African-American men, Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota. The shootings rang close to home for San Franciscans. According to a San Francisco Chronicle analysis, there have been 95 officer-involved shootings in San Francisco from 2000 to 2015. And more than half of all fatal shootings in the city have involved someone who has mental health problems or acted erratically. Recent police reforms may be improving outcomes. Earlier this month, a man armed with a handgun called for police to shoot him during a tenderloin standoff. It ended peacefully after 4 hours. In another incident, a Visitation Valley man threatened to blow up his apartment building and threw bleach at officers. They were able to transport him to a hospital after nearly 24 hours. Meanwhile, more and more officers continue to enroll in the department's 40-hour crisis intervention training course. But can 40 hours in a classroom prepare police officers for what they'll face on the streets? Last fall, KALW's Holly J. McDeed looked for the answer.
It's the last day of the San Francisco Police Department Crisis Intervention Training Class. Around 20 officers sit at attention. Some cross their arms.
Not going to be talking to you about tactics today. That's not what this class is about.
Experts present statistics about issues like suicide and post-traumatic stress. There's a history lesson on homelessness. And then there's role-playing. One student acts as the police officer, while another pretends to be a suicidal man with a knife in a public park.
Hey, what you got in your hand, sir?
It's just something I found on the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah?
Don't worry, you guys are cool.
You want to do me a favor and can you drop it, please? Let me just see your hands.
The officer earns the man's trust by speaking calmly and asking questions about his family. The man drops his knife.
Like I said, I just don't want to be bum rushed. I don't want to be.
You know what? You don't have to worry about that.
All
right. Okay? I promise you I will not bum rush you.
In the scene, the suicidal man is calm and quiet, and it doesn't take much to convince him to change his plans. Once it's over, one student raises his hand and points out that if the officer really encountered a man in the park with a weapon, things would have gone down differently. He says a so-called lethal, a gun, would probably be involved.
We're probably going to have a lethal around as well because, you know, he's got a knife. If he advances at us and we don't have our guns out or anything like that,
sure. He's
going to get to us before we get to our guns and get to him.
That's the rationale that Chief Greg Sir gave in the Mario Wood shooting last week. Officers felt threatened, so they opened fire.
You know, doing all this, you know, soft-talking and everything like that. Like I said, when we're out on the street, it's a different scenario.
It is different in here. It's controlled. And that gives officers a chance to slow down and learn different de-escalation tactics. And they also learn how to refer people to treatment services. There's not much else they can do to help solve long-term psychological problems, but there's at least one sergeant in the department whose job is to try.
So hello, I'm Kelly Kruger. I'm a sergeant with the San Francisco Police Department, and I'm the psychiatric liaison in the Special Victims Unit.
It's the psychiatric liaison unit, but it's a unit of one, just her. When officers struggle to find a way to help someone who's mentally ill, they call Kruger. It's her job to help those people find the services and get the diagnosis they need. And there's a lot of need.
So these are all phone calls and are things that I need to do stuff with, like today, ideally. It's just like, holy moly. I do wish that it could settle down a little bit.
Kruger says the number of cases she's had to respond to has at least doubled since she started her job roughly a decade ago. Before that, she spent over 20 years as a psychiatric technician at hospitals and with mobile crisis units. Every day, she'll get about 40 phone calls.
Back when I worked for the Department of Public Health, we do a full assessment, be thorough. It had to be complete. You know, now I just sort of run around to the biggest fire.
So she focuses on the fires she can control, like one woman who won't let her elderly parents use the restroom in their house. The woman also vandalized some neighbors' cars. They're the ones who went to the cops, and those cops went to Kruger. We drive over to the woman's home in the Bayview district, and Kruger sits down with her on the curb for a talk. She confesses to Kruger that she's been smoking crystal meth as a painkiller.
This is what I need to know from you, though, and I appreciate you being honest with me. If we could arrange like a better living situation for you, that you where you had your own space, would that be something that you'd be interested in?
They exchange phone numbers, and then we leave. Kruger encourages her colleagues to respond to these situations the way she does, calmly, with open ears. Her boss, San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir, has made it a department-wide policy for officers to respond to a psychiatric crisis slowly. The crisis intervention training is designed to get them practice in doing their jobs like Kruger does hers. Sergeant Mario Molina organized the most recent class.
So by receiving the training, they are taught to slow down, set up a perimeter. If we have to be there all day, we'll be there all day.
There haven't been any studies showing that crisis intervention training is effective in San Francisco, but there has been research elsewhere. Since 2011, SFPD has based its training on the so-called Memphis model, which was launched in that city in 1988. After police shot and killed a mentally ill man wielding a knife. The model is now in use in over 2,500 police departments nationwide. Some studies show that implementation can lead to reduction in arrests and police use of force for people with mental illnesses. But Sergeant Kruger doesn't think the success of crisis intervention training can only be measured by shootings or arrests. If an officer's life is at risk, she says, force will be necessary.
The officer is going to respond the same way regardless of whether the person is mentally ill if somebody is trying to take the life of somebody else or their lives.
So far, about 1 in 5 San Francisco police officers have taken the crisis intervention training course. That's a start, but it still means there's not always a trained officer available to respond to these kinds of calls. Trained or not, whoever does respond won't have the time Kruger has to develop a long relationship. They'll have a few minutes, maybe even seconds, to figure out what to do. In San Francisco, I'm Holly Dimmick-Deed for Cross Currents.